Now, after 21 months of war and more than 57,000 people killed in Gaza, with 59 Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas, 35 of whom Israel believe are dead, there is renewed momentum for a ceasefire agreement, with talks in Doha and a high-profile meeting in Washington. Meanwhile, the number of civilian deaths in Gaza continues to rise. Yesterday, health officials in the Strip said 30 people were killed in Israeli strikes. US President Trump said he hopes for a deal this week between Israel and Hamas, which he said would mean quite a few hostages could be released. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on his way to Washington. For the latest on all this, we've been speaking to our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Well, we know it's going to be a late meeting. It's due to start at about 6:30 Washington time. That's about 11:30 tonight, Irish time. And unlike previous meetings with various foreign visitors, there aren't going to be any cameras around for this one. It's a dinner time meeting. So they're supposed to go into the dining room. Now, of course, plans can change given that it is President Trump we're dealing with. But the plan, as we got on the overnight guidance from the White House, is no cameras and no press conferences and no access to the principals. So tough talking ahead seems to be the implication of what's coming out, despite the expectation that these two political leaders are going to do something of a lap of honour about the short-lived Iranian war, which the United States joined on Israel's side and then swiftly put an end to. But other than that, they've got a lot of very serious talking to do, particularly around the prospects for a ceasefire in Gaza.
And talk us through the main points of that ceasefire deal. What do both sides hope to get from it?
Well, a ceasefire, obviously. And by both sides, I think you're talking about Hamas and the Israelis, but also the Americans. President Trump, very keen to see a ceasefire in Gaza. He said last week he was going to be very firm with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And also spoke at the weekend about a good chance of a deal with Hamas coming about. But the plan that's been already presented to officials from both Israel and Hamas in Qatar calls for a 60-day ceasefire, a hostage release or a partial hostage release, and a massive inflow of aid that will be supervised and distributed by the United Nations and other international agencies, not the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, that have been doing these rather botched efforts at distributing aid since March. This would revert back to United Nations control. There would also be an immediate start to what Hamas has been looking for a long time, which is serious negotiations to end the war. That's something that Israel has resisted in previous ceasefires, but now maybe on the verge of agreeing to that. And I think that's one of the areas where President Trump is going to put pressure on the Israeli Prime Minister to really get stuck into serious negotiations. There was some pushback from the Israelis on Saturday night to the conditions that were being set down in this Qatar peace plan, but nevertheless, they sent a delegation over to Qatar to get engaged in talks, although there was some reporting in Arab media that that delegation didn't really have the authority to commit to an agreement, certainly not there and then. And it looks like Prime Minister Netanyahu has come here to Washington to have discussions with President Trump, and that would be in line with a previous pattern that we've seen where the Israeli Prime Minister comes and discusses with the American president exactly what's going to go down before they sign up to any kind of a ceasefire arrangement, whether it be a temporary one or one that leads ultimately to an end of the war. There's also, I should say, provisions in this Qatari proposal that if there are serious negotiations underway, that the 60-day deadline can be extended. It's not a hard cut-off. There are provisions to extend that ceasefire if talks on a permanent end to the war are still going well.
Sean Whelan, our Washington correspondent. It's just gone 22 minutes past seven.